江区2020学年度第一学期期末质量监控试卷初三英语听力部分现在开始。 A. 根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片，并在答题纸上填涂相应的字母代号，每个句子念两遍。 1. Peter's favorite sport is playing football.
Peter's favorite sport is playing football.
2. What a great change the pet dog has brought to our family.
What a great change the pet dog has brought to our family.
3. Mike is making a speech about environment protection now.
Mike is making a speech about environment protection now.
4. It's nice that robots serve dishes in some restaurants these days.
It's nice that robots serve dishes in some restaurants these days.
5. Riding bicycles can not only save energy, but also improve health.
Riding bicycles can not only save energy, but also improve health.
6. Linda, how much do you know about detectives after reading this novel?
Linda, how much do you know about detectives after reading this novel?
B. 根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案，并在答题纸上填涂相应的字母代号。对话和问题都念两遍。 7.
How is your new job, Mary?
Well, it's great to be an English teacher. What do you do now, Peter?
I work in a hospital. You know, being a good doctor is my dream.
Question. What is the woman's job?
How is your new job, Mary?
Well,It's great to be an English teacher. What do you do now, Peter?
I work in a hospital. You know, being a good doctor is my dream.
Question. What is the woman's job? Eight.
Where did you spend your weekend, Amy?
We had planned to go to the beach.But we finally went to the countryside. What about you?
I just stayed at home.
Question. Where did the woman spend her weekend?
Where did you spend your weekend, Amy?
We had planned to go to the beach. But we finally went to the countryside. What about you?
I just stayed at home.
Question. Where did the woman spend?Her weekend. Nine.
Jen, you are late for work.
Sorry, Mr. Smith. My car broke down this morning. It's hard to call a taxi at the rush hour. It took me about half an hour to take a bus. Question. How did the woman go to work today?
Jen, you are late for work.
Sorry, Mr. Smith. My car broke down this morning. It's hard to call a taxi at the rush hour. It took me about half an hour to take a bus. Question. How did the woman go to work today? 10.
What were you like when you were little, Kitty?
Well, I used to be quite shy.
You mean...You were not as active as you are now.
Question. What's the woman like now?
What were you like when you were little, Kitty?
Well, I used to be quite shy.
You mean you were not as active as you are now.
Question. What's the woman like now? Eleven. What a mess, children. Tom, clean the blackboard, please. Mary, tidy up the platform. And Peter, sweep the floor.
Shall I help Peter, Miss Green?
Yes, Mike, that will be great. Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? What a mess, children. Tom, clean the blackboard, please. Mary, tidy up the platform. And Peter, sweep the floor.
Shall I help Peter, Miss Green?
Yes, Mike, that will be great. Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? Hi, Simon. Did you go and watch the basketball match last Saturday?
Oh, yes. It was supposed to start at 8 o'clock, but it was delayed 15 minutes.
Question. When did the basketball game start? Hi, Simon. Did you go and watch the basketball match last Saturday?
Oh, yes. It was supposed to start at 8 o'clock, but it was delayed 15 minutes.
Question. When did the basketball game start?
Jill, why don't you wear your new shoes?
It rained heavily last night, and the ground is still wet. Question. Why doesn't the woman wear her new shoes?
Jill, why don't you wear your new shoes?
It rained heavily last night, and the ground is still wet. Question. Why doesn't the woman wear her new shoes?
Cindy, how do you like your new flat?
Everything is fine, except for my neighbor.
What's wrong?
He has two dogs and they bark day and night. Question. What do you learn from the dialogue?
Cindy, how do you like your new flat?
Everything is fine, except for my neighbor.
What's wrong?
He has two dogs and they bark day and night. Question. What do you learn from the dialogue?
C. 判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示，并在答题纸上填涂相应的字母代号，短文念两遍。
There was once an old man called Dick. He ate very little and wore old clothes. He saved every coin he earned. He lived alone in a big house with a garden. In order to protect his coins, Dick hid them under the stones in his garden. Every day, before going to bed, he went to the garden and counted the coins. He continued doing this for about 10 years, but he never spent the money he saved. A thief found out the secret. One day, after it was dark, he waited outside patiently until the lights in Dick's house went out. Quietly and carefully, he went into Dick's garden and stole the coins. The next day, Dick was shocked to find that the stones in his garden had been moved and were not in the same place. All of his gold coins were missing. He became very upset. He searched everywhere in the garden, but found nothing. He couldn't help crying out. His neighbor came out of his house to to see what was wrong. After learning what had happened, the neighbor asked, "Why didn't you keep the money inside your house? Otherwise, it wouldn't have been stolen. And it would be easier to get your money if you wanted to buy something." "Buy," said Dick. "I never used the gold to buy anything. I was never going to spend it." After hearing this, the neighbor picked up a stone and put it in his hand. "If that is the case, save this stone. It is as worthless as the gold you have lost."
There was once an old man called Dick. He ate very little and wore old clothes. He saved every coin he earned. He lived alone in a big house with a garden. In order to protect his coins, Dick hid them under the stones in his garden. Every day, before going to bed, he went to the garden and counted the coins. He continued doing this for about 10 years, but he never spent the money he saved. A thief found out the secret. One day, after it was dark, he waited outside patiently until the lights in Dick's house went out. Quietly and carefully, he went into Dick's garden and stole the coins. The next day, Dick was shocked to find that the stones in his garden had been moved and were not in the same place. All of his gold coins were missing. He became very upset. He searched everywhere in the garden, but found nothing. He couldn't help crying out. His neighbor came out of his house to see what was wrong. After learning what had happened, the neighbor asked, "Why didn't you keep the money inside your house? Otherwise, it wouldn't have been stolen, and it would be easier to get your money if you wanted to buy something." "Buy?" said Dick. "I never used gold to buy anything. I was never going to spend it." After hearing this, the neighbor picked up a stone and put it in his hand. "If that is the case, save this stone. It is as worthless as the gold you have lost."
D.听短文，完成下列内容。短文念两遍。Not all memories are sweet. Some people spend all their lives trying to forget bad experiences. Memories of terrible things or traffic accidents can be left in people's minds forever. Now, American scientists are doing some tests to make a pill.Which will help people forget bad memories. The pill will be taken immediately after a terrible experience. They hope it might reduce the effect of painful memories. But the experiment has brought about a lot of arguments. Some people think it is a bad idea, while others like it.Supporters say these pills can help soldiers to forget painful memories after wars. Some terrible memories can be harmful to people's health. They often come back to you in your dreams and give you painful feelings, said Roger Pittman, a professor at Harvard Medical School. But some people don't agree. They believeThat changing memories is very dangerous, because memories can help us not to make the same mistakes again. Some people are afraid that although pills would first be taken in only very serious cases, it would become more and more common. They hope that these pills won't be used too much. Doctor's advice is needed.
Not all memories are sweet. Some people spend all their lives trying to forget bad experiences. Memories of terrible things or traffic accidents can be left in people's minds forever. Now, American scientists are doing some tests to make a pill which will help people forget bad memories. The pill will be taken immediately after a terrible experience. They hope it might reduce the effect of painful memories. But the experiment has brought about a lot of arguments. Some people think it is a bad idea, while others like it. Supporters say these pills can help soldiers to forget painful memories after wars. Some terrible memories can be harmful to people's health. They often come back to you in your dreams and give you painful feelings, said Roger Pittman, a professor at Harvard Medical School. But some people don't agree. They believe that changing memories is very dangerous because memories can help us not to make the same mistakes again. Some people are afraid that although pills would first be taken in only very serious cases, it would become more and more common. They hope that these pills won't be used too much. Doctor's advice is needed.
听力到此结束，请继续答题。